We're coming to the Parsha where we read the Shira Sayam, and next week's Parsha we'll also be reading the Aseret HaDibros. So one of the most talked about topics is standing for the Shira Sayam, and as well as standing for that Aseret HaDibros. There are certain times during the year where we stand for certain parts of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, to be completely honest, I just noticed this morning that Rabbi Leibowitz had given a 10-minute halacha on standing for the Shira Sayam. So if you want to hear an actual good discussion of this topic, you should definitely tune in for that. But I'll give you the Rosh Prakim anyway, just because I thought I would, want to talk about it. So here I am. So, Maisa, the main problem with standing for any part of Kriyas HaTorah is only if you don't stand for Kriyas HaTorah in general. Obviously, if you stand for Kriyas HaTorah in general, then standing for these parts of Kriyas HaTorah is not going to create any issues. Why might it be an issue if you don't stand for the rest of Kriyas HaTorah? Because the Rambam has the Yesod in the Yud Gimel Ikar Emunah. If you read the paragraph form, that you're not allowed to say that any part of the Torah is not Min HaShemayim. Again, this is a discussion in Marv of Basra. If you're doing the Daf, you just did it probably fairly recently, that the entire Torah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. There are those Mandavim who say that part of it was done by Yehoshua. But either way, you have to say that all of the Torah is Mipiyak Vura, that it's the highest possible level of Nevuah that was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mila B'Mila, Os Ba'Os, even the Kutso Shel Yud was given Min HaShemayim. And therefore, to show more chashivas, the Rambam outlines, to show more chashivas to one pasuk over any other pasuk, even if it seems like the most negligible fact given over by the Torah, says the Rambam, if you say that one Anochi Hashem Elokecha is more important than just a list of names or places, that is absolute heresy, and you can lose your chilek and olam hava for such things. So we try very heavily to avoid that. Now, based on this, the Rambam has a famous tshuva that he wrote where he was asked that there was a kehila that was told not to stand for the Aseret HaDibros, because it would, and the Rambam says that that's absolutely true. You should not stand for the Aseret HaDibros. How can you stand for the Aseret HaDibros and make people think that some psukim in the Torah are more important than other psukim in the Torah? Now, when it comes to Aseret HaDibros, there's an additional reason called Taromis Aminim, meaning that the Gemara in Brachos says that in the Beis HaMikdash, part of the daily Seder Hayom was that they would say certain parts of Kriyas Shema at certain times, they would say certain Brachos at certain times, they'd bring the Tumet at certain times, and they would say the Aseret HaDibros. And then they talked about maybe in all shuls we should say the Aseret HaDibros, and they said, no, Taromis Aminim. What's Taromis Aminim? So the Rishonim explains the Romas Aminim means that the Minim, the Apikorsim, would say, yeah, we only really received that Aseret HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else is sort of secondary to that Aseret HaDibros or the Rabbanan, and that's not really the real Torah. The real Torah is the Aseret HaDibros. L'maisa, I can't say for sure whether or not this is true amongst all Christians, but I recall when I was very young, and the Simpsons first started. Apparently the Simpsons is still on, which is hilarious. But Simpsons back in the day was an excellent show, and I think one of the things was that one of the kids went to church, and they were told, if you want to be good, you got to follow the Ten Commandments. Doesn't say anything about Tariq Mitzvahs, doesn't say anything about, Amudas Hashem in general, Ten Commandments. So certainly there were some Minim who successfully perpetuated this idea that Avodas Hashem is only the Ten Commandments. Okay, so we want to avoid this type of a practice, and therefore, we want to show, we don't want to announce in shul that the Ten Commandments is more important than any other part of the Torah. So the Rambam says standing for the Aseret HaDibros would certainly be a problem, considering that it shows that the Aseret HaDibros is more important than the rest of the Torah, since we don't stand for the rest of the Torah. So that's why he was very against it. Okay, L'maisa, the minhag b'chol tfutzos Yisrael is to stand for the Aseret HaDibros. There are some Svardim in deference to the Rambam who don't stand for the Aseret HaDibros, and in general, Svardim are less into standing than Ashkenazim are. They don't stand for Dvarim Shebekdusha. They just have a more chilled out approach to their shul going experience. But nevertheless, there are many Spartan who I've seen who do stand for Sefer Divros, even despite the comments of the Rambam. At least there are. I take that back. There are Sparty Sparim that talk about standing for the Sefer Divros and don't seem to have a major problem with it. What about Oz Yashir? Oz Yashir doesn't really fit into this category. In fact, according to Rav Moshe is a Tshuva where he discusses standing for the Aseres HaDibros, and he quotes from his son, Agon Rav David, that there are three good arguments against prohibiting standing during the Aseres HaDibros. And one of those arguments is, hey, we stand for Oz Yashir. Nobody's going to claim that Oz Yashir is more important than the rest of the Torah, or that Oz Yashir was the only part of the Torah that was given Min HaShemayim. Oz Yashir was a Shira that the Jewish people sent. So it's just highlighting certain exciting parts of the Torah. Just to say that some parts of the Torah are more exciting to us is not really a violation of anything. It's just that to say that it's more important in reality is certainly heresy, but to say that we get more excited about Aseres HaDibros than we do about Torah Zedivon is not really that terrible of a thing to say. And therefore, to stand for Shira Sayyam sort of then is matir standing for the Aseres HaDibros, as long as there's some other reason that you can chalk it up to just other than to say that these are the most important psukim in the Torah. We stand for the last pasuk of the Sefer often when we do that. So therefore, it's showing that we, you know, we don't consider that to be more important than anything else. So it's just the last. So we're excited to finish up. So that shows again. As long as you can chalk it up to some reason other than these are the only important psukim in the Torah. That's one basic. We have a couple of other approaches. One is similar to the approach of Rav Soloveitchik, which is that it's more of a reenactment than anything else. And Rav Soloveitchik, if you look at the Nevi'im Rav, he explains a little bit better and a little bit, you know, at a little bit more length that the goal of Kriyas HaTorah in general is to reenact Kabbalah HaTorah from Ayin Har Sinai. And therefore, this is another way of doing it, that we the Jewish people said Vayamdu Merachok, that they stood, and therefore this is along those same lines, that we stand for the Aseres HaDibros. That might be related to which kind of trup you read it with, etc. But the basic idea is that we're reenacting Shira Sayam, we're reenacting Aseres HaDibros, and therefore we stand, just like we stand every day for Shira Sayam, not because there's actually any union to stand for Shira Sayam and Sukkot Zimra. Is there even an union to have Shira Sayam and Sukkot Zimra? Well, certainly the minhag, and you certainly should do it, but Maisa, it's not, there's no chiyus to stand whatsoever, but we do it because perhaps it's because we're trying to reenact the way the Jews were standing and singing during Shira Sayam, right? And another point I think he makes is that there's the fact that we stand for the entire Aliyah is sufficient to show that it's not Dafka, these psukim versus other psukim, because otherwise why are we standing for the beginning of the Aliyah? Never really bought into that explanation, because they want to just say, oh, this Aliyah is more important. So the simple answer would be, because that's not going to be anybody's thought process. Everyone understands that this Aliyah is not so important. It's just that the Aseres HaDibros might have been viewed in such a way. Okay. Maisa, the minute Yisrael is to stand, there are some people who stand for Kriyas HaTorah in general. We spoke about that a little bit this past summer. Maybe we'll talk about that a little in the future. But well, there are some people who stand for Kriyas HaTorah all year to avoid the issue. That's actually, I don't know, when I was in yeshiva, and I just like did things that I heard people say. So I started standing for Kriyas HaTorah because one of my rabbis said that's why some people stand all year round to avoid this issue. And then, you know, I found that it was just good for me to stand for Kriyas HaTorah, so I'd actually pay attention. But anyway, that is a very brief discussion about this.